It's stolen by Frazier. Down the lane with the floater, but it's good.
Now has starts for Ewing. Ewing with the spin. Ewing, yes. Quick spin move from Anthony. Count it and one.
Welcome back, everybody, to the New York Knicks FanCast. I'm Anthony. I'm here with Bruno.
And what we're going to
be talking about is episode 6. We're going to talk about the Knicks a little bit this week. Coming out of the All-Star break, we expected something better than these guys having a vacation over the weekend. But we were let down. We were let down, definitely. They played a good team in Indiana. And what do you think about that game, Bruno?
You know, last week I said, If you're one of these people that say, you know, this All-Star break is good because now the team can kind of regroup and come back together, they get to play Indiana and really, you know, kind of reset against a good team.
Great team, definitely.
And I think what we saw was the opposite of that.
That
from Indiana.
What could go wrong went wrong in that game. It was so bad. I couldn't watch past halftime.
Yeah, but what went wrong?
Everything went wrong. The defense was horrible. The offense couldn't get moving. Turnovers left and right. Pick and rolls weren't working.
Foul trouble.
Bad shooting. Everything. Like anything that could go wrong. Just Indiana. Just I don't know, man. They're just a better defensive team, and they really gave the Knicks a run for that.
We got into a lot of early foul trouble, especially Amari. He also caught a technical in the first, in the second quarter, I think. He had to get benched for a long period of time. Melo had to get benched for a long period of time. So that kind of, you know, really hurt us in the second quarter when Melo was sitting for like 6 to 8 minutes. I don't remember exactly, but
that second quarter, that was already second quarter. I think it was done. Like when the first, you could tell that it was getting out of hand.
Pacers were really ready for that game.
The Knicks couldn't hit a shot. I mean, they couldn't create, and the shots that they were taking weren't falling. They were 5 for 28 from 3-point line. They were 17%.
Wow, 17%.
That's disgusting. You're not going to win, especially a team like the Knicks. You can say that they live and die by the three. I think they're a little bit more dimensional than that, but it does have a lot to do with their game, the three ball. And if it's not hitting like it was, and they can't create anything else, then this is what happens.
I mean, I think they sort of do live and die by the three, but I think you can definitely live by the three in this league, and I think the Suns, Phoenix Suns, proved that a couple years back in that system. You just got to have talented enough players, and you also got to have guys that can penetrate and kick the ball out.
Right.
You know, and that system can work. I think that is our system. Even if we don't want it to be, if you look at the way the guys play, they shoot a lot of threes.
Right, I mean, but the difference between our team and the Suns that you're talking, referring to, is our team actually play some defense, or we're coached to play defense. When you allow the Pacers to score 44 points in the second quarter.
Second quarter, not the second half.
Yeah, second quarter, 44 points. I mean, you're not going to win a game like that. They were down, what was it, 72 to 42, I think, at halftime.
I was trying not to watch that game, and it was extremely infuriating. What really got me mad was When Melo got into foul trouble and he was on the bench with Amari, they cut to those two guys. They're on the bench just like chit-chatting, whatever. But they were kind of like just smirking and laughing with each other. And I thought, as a Knicks fan, I felt a little bit disrespect because I want my guys out there to compete.
Right.
And this I wouldn't mind if they were joking around in the fourth quarter when they're after getting blown out, but this is the second quarter. There's a lot of basketball to be played. Why are you over there laughing and stuff?
It's like, what else could they do? Nothing else they tried was working, but I see your
mad.
Point. I see your
mad.
Point. You never see. Mad. You never saw Jordan laughing in the second quarter when his team
No,
was
you don't
beat.
Even see Kobe or Wade or LeBron, not in that situation.
You want to see Melo as someone that wants to win, and when he's laughing in the second quarter, giggling because his team's getting blown out, that's never something you want to see from your all-star.
I mean, what are you going to say that's funny at that moment right now? Like,
I mean, I was laughing at the scoreboard, really.
I was mad. I was really mad, actually.
I went through the 5 stages of anger right there in that game.
Yeah, you never really felt like they can catch up. But you know what? No one really did anything. And I know all the starters, they were limited because, you know, the game was over pretty much by halftime, so no one played the full game. But just to give you guys an idea of how bad it was, we shot 33% for the game.
And that's a little, I think there's a little bit of curve on that because Chris Copeland came in garbage time and he went 6 for 9. But that 33% isn't even telling the true story. It was actually less than that.
Yeah. Okay. So when you get rid of the fourth quarter, it's probably like 28.
Yeah. That's you're never gonna win a game shooting 28%. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel they just didn't come out with that enthusiasm that I wanted to see.
No, they didn't. They were ready to give up off the bat. I remember it was 6-2. It was 6-2, and I remember Chandler complaining because I mean the Pacers scored, and he like I don't know. He sounded defeated the way he was like complaining on the court already, and it was just 6-2. It's like you got to have the mindset to go in and expect to win. You can't be pissed off because you're down 6-2.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's early. Maybe he felt like someone shoved him or something. But you know, that's what you do for a living.
It shows how the whole team thinks sometimes, and they argue with the refs way too much. They just got to get their head in the game and win the game. They just got to believe they could do it and do it.
Some of those calls, you know, they felt like obviously. All of them, they were arguing pretty much all of them, but even the announcers mentioned that some of those calls weren't being called fairly, that they were, you know, over calling fouls on the Knicks. I mean, I don't know if that was true, but, you know, I saw Kurt Thomas come in and he got 3 fouls in like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
It's like, Kurt Thomas, what are you doing? I mean, I get it. He's 40 and he looks 40 out there against this fast team, but, you know, they really couldn't do anything that night. And you kind of want to excuse it and just say it was one of those games where everything went wrong and everything went right for Indiana.
Yeah, so you want to excuse it, but at the same time, you got to look at it for what it is. The Knicks got blown out by a better team, and it's not something you want to see. If you expect the Knicks to win a championship this year, those aren't the Knicks that you want to see on any night. I don't see anyone else getting blown out like that. I don't see the Heat getting blown out like that. That was embarrassing.
Yeah, and the problem is we had just had a pretty rough week prior to the All-Star break, so we were kind of, as Knicks fans, I think we were kind of expecting these guys to come out ready to compete in the second half of the season.
Yeah, bounce back.
And we didn't see that.
Indiana was a good test, too.
Yeah.
They're the favorite to knock out Miami, but
that's right now what they say.
They took over second seed, so I don't think they'll be seeing them for a while.
So after that blowout loss, we said to ourselves, now Friday we got Toronto. They just beat us last week by what, 2 points?
Yeah, it was a close game.
So now the Knicks are going to be, you know, they're going to be upset. You know, Woodson is going to be furious. They're going to come out on fire and just, what happened? Why didn't that happen?
Well, we went to Toronto and we lost again. I mean,
it was a closer game.
They didn't get blown out. It wasn't bad by any means. Rudy Gay had a much better game than he had last week.
He was on fire.
He was.
Did you see that? I think it was in the fourth quarter. I don't know if it was over Melo or who was guarding him, but he took like a little jumper right off the glass, and he doesn't usually do that, but
yeah,
that's how good he was feeling.
It was pretty, definitely. He scored 32 points, and he had a good shooting night, which is rare for Rudy Gay, who's a historically bad shooter.
Yeah, but he played well.
He did. He did what he had to do to win, and that's what they did. And it was close, the third quarter. It was close until halftime. Third quarter, Raptors kind of pulled away.
But we came back.
We came back in the fourth. Knicks actually took a 2-point lead with a couple minutes left. And then it came really down to Kyle Lowry hit a nice little floater over Tyson Chandler, and that pretty much sealed the deal. Chandler missed a free throw after that.
Yeah,
shortly after that, he was fouled out. And it was pretty much over after that. But
I think fourth quarter, it just came down to defense. I mean, I get it. They have Rudy Gay. And you know what? When I was watching that game, one of the announcers – and I mentioned this on our Twitter feed if you want to follow us at NX Fancast. Clyde didn't call the game. I was like, yo, where's Clyde? He's not calling the game.
Yeah, it was I forgot who it was.
Was it the Pearl? Earl the Pearl Monroe?
Was it?
I don't know. I didn't get a good look.
Yeah, me neither.
But I remember him saying that Rudy Gay is not a finisher, he's not a closer. And I was like, what is this guy?
Yeah.
Not been watching Memphis for the past couple of years? Because he is that guy. That's why they got him. He is that closer.
Either way, I think that night. That's definitely a game that the Knicks should come out and win. You know, you want to see we don't want to lose to the Raptors twice in three games.
And that's another game where they played very consistently. I think their first quarter was really well. They were playing fast, which I like. They were passing the ball well around the perimeter, and they were getting, you know, nice open shots and easy shots. And they were playing really well, and their defense was tight. But then it kind of fell apart in the second half. They kind of didn't have that same enthusiasm, same energy. And then they picked it back up again in the fourth quarter. So I feel like, you know, the Knicks fell apart in these past couple of weeks. You can definitely see that they're below five. Are they below 500? Now, maybe now they're back at 500, whatever it is. They're playing like crap. But I think in that game, you kind of saw what you didn't see in Indiana, and that in Indiana, they didn't play at all.
Yeah.
And in that game, they kind of played like half of it.
Definitely saw a lot of frustration in that game, too. They were arguing with the ref on pretty much every call. And when you argue with the ref on every call, he's not going to call the ones that actually should be in your favor. You know, you can't be arguing with the guy the whole time.
You know who hates that?
No.
Mike Green.
Yeah.
The Knicks commentator. He will always say something about that.
Always. But that was actually a rare game for the Knicks. We turned the ball over 17 times, and the Raptors only turned it over 10 times. That's not something you see a lot from the Knicks. We're actually a pretty good turnover team.
Yeah, we're actually really good.
So 17 turnovers is a lot. That shouldn't be happening either.
Yeah, we shot the ball well. It was a matchup again of Melo versus Rudy Gay. They each finished with 32 points, but, you know, unfortunately for us, Rudy Gay got the win. They have been playing well. I'll give them that. They have been playing well since the trade. Did you notice that Andre Bargnani was getting booed?
Yeah, he was getting booed by his own people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That is cold, man.
Yeah, that's bad. I'm sorry. I mean, the guy's trying to go out there and win a team for you, and you're going to start booing him. Obviously, he's going to play worse if his own home crowd is booing him.
Yeah, you can't play better when you're getting booed by the home guy.
Yeah, poor guy. I guess they already hung him up to dry. And then.
Well, he did say over the summer, or I don't know if it was over the summer or early in the season, he was interviewed by an Italian newspaper, and he did say something like, that the Raptors are just a bad team and they aren't going anywhere.
Oh, wow.
So that might have something to do with that.
Yeah, definitely.
And then, coincidentally, they improved once he got hurt. So that was our Friday night. I know all you Knicks fans, if you're like me, you were very eager for that game because after getting pounded by Indiana, you knew the Knicks were going to come hard. But you know what? They didn't. Toronto just was able to withstand that.
Yeah, but they shouldn't. That's definitely a game that the Knicks should come out after a losing streak and win.
Yeah.
The Raptors aren't that good of a team. They're not a playoff team.
And then Sunday night, we played Philly. I mean, after that rough week, what expectations did you have of that? Another Drew Holiday clinic?
We already hit the record of Woodson's biggest losing streak for the Knicks. So I definitely expected a win on Wednesday. I mean, on Sunday, I didn't want that to continue. And the Sixers aren't that good of a team either. So, I mean, the Knicks came out and did what they had to do, but they didn't win convincingly. They just had a good win. You know, Amari and Melo combined for 51 points. It's good to see that. Amari had
a really good game.
Shot 9 for 10. He's either been really hot this year or just cold. And it's coincidentally, it's the games that the Knicks win or lose.
Yeah.
It seems like he's the factor in it. I mean, he went 9 for 10. He shot 90%. How many times have we, in the past month, Amari's shot at least 90% in a few games already?
Yeah, well the Sixers didn't really have any big men. Spencer Hawes, but he's not known as that big inside defender. So Amari kind of had his way. But it's good at least that, you know, when he sees a weak point in the other team's defense, that he can take advantage. I mean, 9 for 10, that's
great.
That's very impressive.
And it's not just you know, layups. He takes jumpers. Take some hard post-up shots. Speaking of Spencer Hawes, did you see that fight that him and Carmelo going at it?
Yeah.
And Tyson just comes in and shoves him. I like to see him get his back like that.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't get tossed for that.
Yeah, it was a little rough on Melo for elbowing the guy in the head. He did get a flagrant one for that.
He didn't even elbow him. He like muffed him.
Yeah, he just swatted the back of
his... Yes, just swatted the back of the guy's head.
You want to see Melo calm down with that because, as I said last week, he's getting up there with technicals, and you don't want to see him miss any games because of this bull.
Yeah, I'll bleep that out.
aside from that, though, he did go 16 for 18 from the line. That's where the majority of his points came from.
Yeah, I noticed that when he was still 10 for 11, I was like, wow, it kind of stood out to me that he was getting to the line that much. He didn't take as many shots as normally does, jump shots, I mean.
Yeah, it's good.
So I'm getting the paint a lot.
You want to see him drive to the rim more often because he can do that. And if the worst case scenario, he misses a shot, but he gets fouled. And that's putting the other team in foul trouble too. And that's a good strategy.
Yeah, he's a good free throw shooter. Surprisingly, he went 1 for 6 from 3-point land.
Yeah. Knicks overall didn't really shoot too good from threes. That game.
But the Knicks, you know, they rebounded, let's say, from their slump. I don't think they're not. I think they played like they played Toronto. They played, you know, three solid quarters, and then they kind of let Philly back in the game. Had the Knicks lost this game, and I was saying this during the week, Mike, you would have seen a couple of articles on ESPN about Mike Woodson potentially being fired, replaced. What do you think about that?
It's a little close to the end of the season, but yeah, this win definitely took a lot of heat off Woodson and his strategy. You don't want to see a team of this caliber losing this many games towards the end of the season around All-Star break.
Well, you got to remember, D'Antoni got fired way after All-Star break. He got fired during before the shortened season, if I remember correctly. No, was that during the shortened season?
I don't know.
Yeah, sure. That was during the shortened season because this is Mike Woodson's full season with us. So
it was towards the end, right?
He got fired after the All-Star break with only like 20 games to play. But yeah, had they lost, you know, five in a row, especially the way they've been playing, the way they've been losing, I think people would definitely be questioning his role as coach.
Yeah, 34-point loss will definitely give you definitely raise some eyebrows about the coaching going on.
But do you think that's the problem? Do you think he's lost the team in a sense? Because they're not playing nearly as well defensively. If you remember, we were one of the top defensive teams earlier this season.
I think their attitude is a problem sometimes. I think they're just getting too frustrated with these calls or missing shots or the defense getting through that they just have to swallow it and they just have to move on. They're hanging on to these little mistakes too much.
Yeah, I think they kind of hang their heads too often on stuff like that.
Too often and too soon.
I think, and
show, show a little fighting power.
What I feel like these guys need. Did you see that video of Coach Mike Montgomery shoving that player in the chest?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then that guy went like 10 for 10.
Yep.
That's what the Knicks need.
Yeah.
They need somebody to get in their face, push them, and remind them that they are that talented. They have those guys. We paid for these guys, so work your ass off. That's what they need. They need a nice hard shove in the chest to kind of snap them out of this slump.
Yeah, I don't know how many too many people on the Knicks would take kindly to getting shoved on the chest.
But you need it, man.
Sure. Sometimes you do. I mean, definitely. Sometimes you need a wake-up call.
You just need a reality check. Like, hey, man, you're talented as hell.
We're the Knicks. We're supposed to be first, second place in the East. Yeah, we were second for a while, and now all of a sudden we're third.
With the talent that we have, we need teams to be, you know, scared of us, not saying... Yeah, obviously, right now, these guys, everybody thinks they can beat us because we're not playing that well. We lost to Washington.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been playing better. I'll give you that. But the Knicks are not, you know, people don't fear us like they fear Indiana. I wouldn't say Chicago, really, because, you know, they take random losses too. But
Knicks got to have more confidence in their game.
Yeah, they do. I just read today a quote from Mario Sotomayor saying, and this is not quoting him, but he said that he doesn't mind coming off the bench and playing extended minutes on the bench if the Knicks are winning games. Now, he didn't imply if they aren't winning games, just put me out there and start me. But obviously, that's what he means.
Right.
He said this after we beat Philadelphia.
It depends on how he's doing, too. I mean, I think you go with the hot shooter no matter what. Yeah, obviously, if they're losing, then they should shake it up and put him in maybe more minutes, switch up the rotation, switch up the matchups. What you got to do?
Well, he's playing over 20 minutes. He's playing about, you know, depending on the night, 20 to 25 minutes. Do you think he can start?
I don't think he should start.
Where would he start if he did?
I think he's coming fine off the bench. I like the lineup that we're going with Chandler, Anthony, Felton Kidd, and Shumpert, the starting line. I actually like that. It's working out all right. I really don't think Amari should start. I like the energy off the bench. I like JR coming off the bench, too. You definitely want to see, like, if the starting lineup is struggling, you want to see the second squad come in and provide an extra spark.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He's so important off the bench. I think if we moved him to the starting spot, we would lose, you know, that momentum. That
yeah, and it would be a big starting five too. And who else?
Well, Melo would have to move back to the three.
He would move back to the three, right? But we would have Chandler, Stoudemire, and Melo in, who would come off the bench as a big man.
We don't have any more big men.
Exactly.
They're all
that's
wearing
why.
Crutches right
that's,
now.
So we need Stoudemire off the bench right now.
Yeah, we have a big man problem. Speaking of big men, we just signed a 10-day contract to Kenyon Martin. What do you think of Kenyon Martin?
He
used to be a big time Knicks rival with the New Jersey Nets. Big time rival.
I like Kenyon Martin. I like the energy, hopefully, that he brings. I mean, I know he's 35 years old, but he's a hell of a rebounder. He's an aggressive player. As long as he watches his head and his attitude and he doesn't get in too much trouble, then I'm fine with it. I mean, he's played with a couple of these people before. He's played with Kidd before. He's played with JR before. He's played with Melo before.
Are we the new Denver Nuggets?
Played with Camby before. Yeah, I guess you could say that. I mean, the Denver Nuggets are actually looking better than we are in the past 10 games.
Oh, yeah. Nah, Nuggets know. That's the difference. The Nuggets know what kind of team they are. They know what kind of game they play. We don't for some reason.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy about Kenny Martin. Sure. Why not? Sign him. Who else is out there? Nobody. You know? So yeah, why not?
We definitely need someone else backing up Chandler. And who else? You know? Exactly. Yeah. Like you said, who else? As long as, I don't know. I don't want to see him getting hurt. I want to see what he brings to the table. He hasn't played a game yet.
Do you
kinda
think
wish
he will get hurt during the 10-day contract?
Who knows? During the 10-day contract? Probably not. He might hold out a little bit longer than that.
So we didn't play him last night against Philly.
I kind of wanted them to, though, because they had a comfortable lead in the fourth, and then they should have put him in. I mean, the Knicks, the fans were calling for him.
They work. These fans don't know what they're doing, man. You can't be calling for Kenyon Martin when the game's that close. Let's get this win. You guys don't know.
Well, I think it was out of the Sixers' hands with like a minute left, and they maybe could have put him in.
Yeah, but that's what you're going to do to Kenyon Martin?
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious to see what he looks like in the next uniform.
He's not going to do anything. He's going to inbound the ball, and that's it.
Yeah, he might grab a rebound or two.
Yeah, I want to see him. I mean, up next, we got the Warriors.
We got the Warriors on Wednesday. And then we got the Wizards in Washington. After the Warriors, and let's get revenge on them. I don't want to see another loss to Washington, please.
No.
It's going to be a bad show next week if we lose to the Wizards. Let me tell you that.
Those guys have been stealing wins, man. They beat Denver the other day.
John Wall came back, and they're not the worst team in the NBA anymore. All of a sudden, they're winning.
Bobcats now hold that place alone, shamefully.
Yeah. Then we got the Heat on Sunday. That's going to be an interesting game. We're 2-0 against the Heat so far. We haven't played them in a while.
Yeah, they're going to destroy us.
Not since we started playing like this, but...
I'm going to wear a helmet. It's going to be that bad.
We actually play them at home, which is good. We play them Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, and...
That's going to be another test. See where we stand. I mean, if it's anything like the Pacers, we're probably going to get blown out. But
We already blew the Heat out twice this year.
Twice, yeah, but it was a while ago. It was a whole different Knicks team back then.
Yeah, and Miami's a whole different Miami team right now.
Oh, yeah, forget it. The way LeBron's shooting, there's I don't know. He's unstoppable right now. I wonder who's gonna D him up. Melo?
I don't know. He might for part of the game, but that's the thing. That's where Kenny Martin might come in handy, you know?
LeBron?
Because LeBron is like, he's a three, but his body is like that of a four. But his speed is like of a two. We don't really have a matchup for him, basically. So we're going to have to play
like a
really
centaur.
Well, he is a centaur with a jump shot.
Yeah.
We're going to have to play, you know, I think Kenyon Martin's actually really good to guard him for a while. But it's going to come to our help defense.
I don't know if Kenyon Martin got the speed to guard him.
He doesn't. That's what I'm saying. We need our help defense. And this is where team defense is kind of,
that's
to be emphasized.
Exactly.
Because we're not going to contain this guy one-on-one.
It's going to have to come down to the team working together to stop him. Stop him and Bosch and Wade and Ray Allen. You got to watch Ray Allen on the three-point line. Let's not forget.
I hate Ray Allen.
They have a pretty deep squad now, actually.
Yeah, they're talented.
Norris Cole, who's copying Shumpert's flat
top,
by the way.
That's going to be I'm calling you out, vendetta. Before we play the Heat, we have two games to kind of get ready. You know, since we haven't seen the Knicks shake off this slump 100%, we've seen it like in a game here and there, part of a game here and there. Hopefully by the time we get to Sunday, you know, they'll be ready for that.
Yeah, you want to go into Sunday with a three-game winning streak. Absolutely. You want to have that behind you, and you want to have the confidence that you could beat up this Miami team that's in first in the East right now.
Do you think they have the confidence?
The Heat?
No, the Knicks. Do you think the Knicks have the confidence to beat the Heat?
I don't know. The way they've been playing recently, no. But if they, I don't know. I got to see them play better. They played good yesterday. They look like they wanted it. They've been having these really aggressive practices, apparently, where they're coming out and they're going all out.
Yeah, two aggressive practices and two aggressive losses. So yeah. I don't want to hear anything.
No, the Raptors
about
that. wasn't an aggressive loss, but it was a loss that you didn't want. Yeah, you definitely want to be. You want to beat the Raptors.
I don't want
to
hear
beating the Raptors all the game. You don't want to. You don't want it to be a close game, and then you don't want them to pull away in the second half. That's not.
I don't
want to
hear any more about these amazing practices.
Yeah, right? Practice doesn't mean anything.
I want to hear about amazing wins.
Yeah, come to the game and show the emotion there. And stop arguing with the damn refs and just play the game. Shoot the ball. Play team basketball.
Now, playoff picture. Playoffs are getting close. These games are becoming more meaningful. Did you know, and I didn't know this until I watched the Knicks game the other day, we're only 6-5 in our division.
6-5 in the division? Yeah.
I think Brooklyn is like 9-3 or something.
Yeah, that's – they are 9-3 actually. That's not good. If we're tied with Brooklyn, they hold the division over us. And there's not that many divisional games left in the season, believe it or not.
All right, we're
more than halfway done.
We're currently sitting this Eastern Conference race is really tight. So we're currently third in the East.
As of now, we'd be playing Chicago, which is not a matchup that the Knicks want.
You know what? Neither is Boston.
Actually, I'd rather take Boston over Chicago.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. I think if playoff time comes around, I think Chicago is more likely to fold.
Well, it depends. If they have Derrick Rose back and if he's 100%, which I doubt he will be. But if he does come back, I mean, it's a whole new Chicago team. And remember, they're playing this good without Derrick Rose. And they have beat us already twice.
Yeah, they have beat us twice. But I think if we're in a series with them, we can figure them out. I'm not worried because ultimately they don't have that go-to guy. Even if Rose does come back, he's not going to be... You know, for a point guard to come back after, you know, a year,
yeah,
it's a huge adjustment because he's the leader of the team.
Shumpert's not even 100% yet off an injury like that.
Right, but Shumpert is not our leader. He's not our distributor, our creator. He's not that guy. He's not the main offensive focus either.
Yeah.
So it's a big difference for Chicago to kind of introduce that this late in the year. And for them, if they do expect to have, you know, somewhat of an impact, I don't really see it happening in a series against us.
Tell you what, out of all these teams right now in the playoffs in the East, other than Milwaukee, because Milwaukee's obviously 8th seed, they're going to play Miami. I'd rather play Atlanta. I think we have the best chance to get Atlanta.
Everybody wants Atlanta every year because they never go anywhere.
Yeah. They're always that mediocre team that'll make the playoffs as a mid seed and not go anywhere.
So do you think it would be safer for us to drop to 4?
I'd rather not because, you know, you want the home field advantage.
Well, we'll get it. 4 or 3, you know, you'll get it in the first round. That's it.
Yeah. I still want to be above Brooklyn. Yeah, I don't want Brooklyn to have the bragging rights.
I agree.
That they finished above us.
I don't think they will because they're kind of shaky too.
Yeah, I don't think they will either. They've played more games than us, but they do have a way better divisional record, which could be meaningful down the line.
Well, if we're tied, if we need a tiebreaker, because we tied the series with them 2-2.
Yeah,
I didn't like how we played them so many times so early in the year. I wish they would have spread it out a little bit more so that way when it comes to, like, April, we see them again. It'll be a nice, meaningful game.
What's up with that?
I don't know. But we didn't play Boston until December. We still – how many times have we played Boston? Twice. Lost 1-1-1, I think.
Yeah, I believe so.
So we'll see them 2 more times.
And the Heat, we play twice. We see them 2 more times. We play them beginning and now.
Yeah, we see the Heat 2 more times. And we beat them on their home floor, too, so that's good. Yeah, it looks like this is going to be the playoff picture. It's just a matter of where we land. I mean, we're either going to play Chicago or Boston. We could also play Atlanta because they're tied with Chicago. So,
going to come down to the wire. The East is a really close race.
Who do you think we match up best against? Atlanta?
I think Atlanta. I'd rather play Atlanta. I mean, Milwaukee out of the picture, I think Atlanta.
They don't have great guards, which is, you know, good, which is kind of our weakness. But neither does Chicago, and somehow they destroy us.
They don't really have big man either, Atlanta. I mean, they have Josh Smith and Al Horford, but
those guys got skills.
Well, Chandler's a better rebound than both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know. I don't think they have an answer for Carmelo.
Defensively, they really don't.
And offensively, they don't have an equal.
Outside of Horford, who's their power forward. And Josh Smith, who's a small forward. He would be matched up with Josh Smith. I don't know if he would actually guard him, but I think Melo's much faster than him, and he just has a better overall game.
Yeah, yeah, overall, I think he's just quicker.
We're definitely better at the center position, too, with Chandler versus Zaza. Zaza Pachulia, who is this guy?
Yeah, but we'll see. I mean, we still got a ways to go, about a month and a half, but... You want to see the Knicks pull it together. Solve these problems out. I'm glad this happened now, this losing streak. I don't want to see it happen again. I want them to figure it out and get it out of the way.
Yeah, I don't mind the losing streak. I get it. You know, a lot of good teams go through it. They, you know, I don't know what it is. They lose focus. They get bored. They get fatigued. But the better teams do come out of it stronger. And I think it's if you're going to have this slump, it's best to do it now, like mid-season, when you already know how good you can be and you kind of work to get up there.
Right. But Bruno, next week, you know what? I don't want to be talking about another Wizards loss.
You want to be talking about a Heat blowout?
No, another. Yeah, I'd rather be talking about that than a loss to the Wizards, to be honest. I mean, the Heat, we still have 2-1 on them at least if we lose to them. But another, I don't want to take another loss to the Wizards, please.
No, I don't.
I will not be a happy fan.
I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, considering how we've been playing, how much the media has put pressure on the Knicks to kind of figure things out, I don't think they'll let that happen again.
I don't know.
That Warriors possible. Game is going to be really good, though.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game. We're home for that, which is good.
Yeah, and Warriors, they're fun to watch. Cool young team. I like those guys. I root for those guys, obviously, not when they're playing us, but still, I'm very excited to see that game. Also, like to note, we haven't played the Thunder yet, and we play them twice.
We still have to play
this
them twice.
Month, right? This month?
I think it's next month.
March, yeah, we'll play them twice in March. That's going to be interesting test for the Knicks. But by then, we'll be blowing away teams by 30 points every night.
Well,
so
I think
we'll
play
fine.
Them once in April and once in March.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Actually, no, we just play them once.
No, we'll play them twice. Once on the road.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yep.
Sorry.
So, is that our show for the week?
That's our show for the week. Hit us up at Knicks Fancast. Send up, follow us. Send us whatever questions and topics you guys want us to talk about next week.
Yeah, we'll do that.
We will definitely check it out.
All right, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Later.